Hello, everyone. Hope you're doing well today. This is Brother Tupo, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. I want to bring you an audio teaching today. Simple title, Multitudes in Heaven. Multitudes in Heaven. Yeah, Sister Amin and I hear this occasionally when we're out in the streets and people come up to us, mostly religious churchianity types, and they'll say, oh, you're wrong. It's not going to be a narrow path. There's going to be many people in heaven. And they try to convince us that, you know, they'll say, oh, half the people are going to make it. And they try to talk about these multitudes that are going to be in heaven. But is that true? Is that what God's word says? Well, we're going to talk about this in this audio. Again, mostly this is churchianity people. They have an easy belief. Just believe in Jesus. Go to church. Raise your hand. They have this idea that virtually everyone except mass murderers are going to slide under the gate. So that's going to mean that there's multi-billions of people in heaven. I guess that's what they're referring to. But is that what God's word teaches? Well, we want to talk about it. So the verse that a lot of them will quote is Revelation 17:15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Okay, so they talk about how the Bible talks about that there will be multitudes in the book of Revelation. And actually, if you look at the book of Revelation, the better verse to use for that would be Revelation 7:9. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in their white robes and palms in their hands. So that's a better verse. And what it's saying is there's a whole bunch of people that are going to make it into the kingdom of God. They're in white robes. There's a good clue there, because we're going to get a robe of righteousness if we endure. So that word multitude, do we have any idea how many a multitude could be? Well, we're going to go to God's word. We're going to talk about it. And I'm going to give you some math. Math is not my strength, but I want to give you some math based upon the Old Testament few. And we'll talk about that when we get to it. So in the New Testament, we see Matthew 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up unto a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. So there's that word multitude. It's the same word as in Revelation. Matthew 8:1. And when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. All right. So again, same word used in the book of Revelation. The word in the Greek is akalos. It means a throng or a crowd. All right. So yeah, we know it's going to be a throng. It's going to be a crowd. But does the scriptures tell us more? How many that could possibly be? Is there any clues in scripture? How many would we expect in the kingdom of God? Well, here's some facts that I want to give you that'll help frame my teaching on this and frame a good perception of multitudes in heaven. Number one, our Lord, Savior, Master, Creator, Messiah, Christ the Savior, said in Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. I've been telling everybody all this past year when I really stumbled across this word. The Greek word, and then when you take it to English, of few, it means puny. It means a puny number of people are going to make it into heaven per our Messiah. He's not a liar. All right, we'll get to maybe what that puny number is here in a minute. Number two, if we look at the numbers of people that made it out of the wrath of God, and basically tribulation, this life is going to be a judgment. There's going to be a wrath of God, and only those people that are in the Lamb's Book of Life and have come through the gospel, been born again through his shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, through repentance and faith, new life, being born from above, then strive in holiness and obedience as fruit thereof him, and endure in the faith. I just preached the gospel to you. That's the people that are going to enter in the kingdom. Well, let's talk about this for point two. Eight got on the ark. I've talked about this. I have articles on the teaching blog. Look up under few. I have two different articles. Eight got on the ark. Some scholars say there could have been 500,000 or 1 million people alive. 8 out of 500,000 or 1,000,000. How about this? 3 only made it out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Many people say there was tens of thousands of people and it was a big trading city. Only 3. Here's the one I really want to focus on. 2 men out of 600,000 men went into the promised land. Yeah, go read the Old Testament. It gives us the exact number. 600,000 men, only 2 went into the Holy Land, Joshua and Caleb. And I just want to give you some numbers now right here for my haters. I want to make a disclaimer. I'm not telling you this is how many people from each of these countries that are going to enter heaven. Nope, it's not what I'm saying. I'm just giving you what few is according to the Old Testament and this exact number we have, 600,000 out of 2. You had 600,000 Israelite men that were rebellious and stubborn. God ran them around in the circle. They didn't get to see the promise of the Holy Land. That's kind of an archetype of making it to the kingdom of God, right? So 2 out of 600,000. Okay. That would be 0.0003%. That's 3/1000ths of a percentage point, if I got that right. Somebody correct me, men, if I'm wrong. Not 1%, not 0.5%, 0.0003%. All right. So let's talk about this. That number, 2 out of 600,000, is in Australia, there's 25 million people. That would be 75 people going into the Holy Land out of all the Australians. I can't talk tonight. Out of all the Australian citizens, 75 out of 25 million. How about up in Canada? 40 million people in Canada. It would be 120 people going into the promised land out of 40 million. How about out of America? 330 million. That would be 990 people going into the promised land. Again, it's not 1%. It's a minute fraction of 1%. One other fact for you, or I guess a couple of facts for you. In America, ready for this? In America, they say you have a 1 in 15,000 chance in your lifetime of being struck by lightning. 1 in 15,000ths of a chance. But by the same math, with 330 million people in America and that percentage of 2 out of 600,000, you have a 1 in 333 million chance to enter into the promised land. I'm just giving you some math here to kind of frame what few is, and then we're going to get back to the word multitude. Last math here. If 80 billion people have lived on Earth, somebody threw that number out. I don't know if that's true. Nobody knows. But they say maybe 80 billion people were alive. Well, out of 80 billion, that 0.0003 number would mean 240,000 people would enter into the promised land. I'm just giving you an example of few. That's like a medium-sized city in Wisconsin called Madison, Wisconsin. It's like a medium-sized city in America. 240,000 people. So again, just numbers I'm giving you. I don't know how many are going to enter out of each country. I don't know how many people are going to be in heaven. That's not the point of this. I'm telling you how few the Bible says there may be. And then we're going to get back to this word multitude, because I just framed how few it is. And then I'm going to tell you what that word multitude in Revelation could possibly be, or roundabout. All right. Again, go to my articles on few at the teaching blog. Look it up. It'll bless you. All right. Point 3. Does the word multitude that we saw and read in Matthew and Revelation, does it give us an idea of what a number the multitude could be? It does, actually. Ready? Matthew 14, 21. 14 and 21. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. Akalos, same word. And it was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Verse 21. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, women, and children. Did you catch that? The multitude that was before Jesus was only 5,000 people. So basically with that, we can say that when somebody sees that word multitude, it doesn't mean billions. It doesn't even mean millions. It just means a lot of people that you couldn't number if they were all in a crowd. One time I saw a picture of a million people. I couldn't count them. I was at the Super Bowl preaching, and I saw 50,000 people walk by me. I couldn't count them. They were all in a crowd. I saw them all gathered. I couldn't count them. So a multitude doesn't have to be millions and billions. A multitude could be thousands, hundreds of thousands. Yeah, it may be a relatively small number, according to our master. A puny few are going to make it into heaven. So I just wanted to make that point clear. I don't know how many people are going to be in heaven. Over the course of man's history, I'm sure there are the remnant from every generation that are going to make it in. It's going to be a crowd. It's going to be a throng of people, no doubt. I don't teach anywhere. It's just me and the saints I know. I know the remnant is all over scattered. God always has a remnant. Amen? But compared to how many humans have ever lived, it's going to be a puny, few, small number. We know that. I think Scripture has helped me prove from Jesus' words, the Bible words, that a multitude can be as low as 5,000 people. And per Jesus, a puny few are going to find eternal life. You know, Jesus even said in Luke 18:8, will there be any faith left on the earth when he returns? So that's not good for the generation the day he returns. I encourage you to look up the articles I have on the teaching blog about few. It's blessed a lot of people. It really reframes your mindset. So when you're witnessing and you see how few people really want the gospel, how few really want to lose their life and follow Jesus, you go, yeah, our Lord said puny few. Not a lot, not many. He said absolutely a puny few. So that word multitude could be as low as 5,000 people per Scripture. That's how we compare Scripture to Scripture, and Scripture helps interpret Scripture. Amen, saints or seekers, if you're listening. So just to close out this teaching, I don't expect a massive number to be in heaven. I think it's going to be a puny few. But you know what? I'm not worried about how many are going to be there. I'm not in control of that. I'm not the keeper of that. What I would encourage myself, my house, my brothers and sisters I know I'm united to, and you if you're listening, I'd make sure you've repented, you're following Christ via the gospel I just proclaimed to you, you're walking in obedience and striving for the kingdom every day to even make his kingdom, to make it into that puny few number, so you can be among the multitude in heaven. And maybe one day we'll know how many actually made it. I don't know. Maybe we won't even care when we're before our Messiah, when he's the light, when he's shining and the glory of God is there. Maybe we won't even care about the things that we think about on this earth. I hope that blesses you. I hope it made sense. I'm not a good math guy, but I thought it would be important to give you the references of few in the scriptures and talk about what a multitude could be. Yeah, ponder that. Next time somebody tells you, oh, there are going to be all kinds of people, you know, when they think almost everybody's going to make it. No, the opposite's true. Per our Lord and Savior, most are not going to make it. And we're here to help you strive for the kingdom of God. Let us know how we can help you. If you want biblical fellowship, if you want Bible study, if you want encouragement, if you want accountability. I know some saints that are ready to help you in that journey to be one of the multitudes in heaven. Hey, we love you all. We're traveling the gospel road, lifting up Christ crucified every day. Let us know how we can help you. May God be praised.